Whale Song. Lately, I can't tell if I'm talking to God or to myself, if there's really any functional difference. The fish came along and swallowed me down its heaving, fleshy gullet, a word that sounds like it should be loaded into the metal throat of a gun, to the briny cathedral of the stomach, where I begged and begged on my knees for it to end, one way or another. It did not. Sometimes what imprisons you is what keeps you alive. On the first night, a nurse walked past my door and asked with a curiosity so genuine it almost shocked me out of my hysterics, "Why are you crying?" I did not see the sun that week. Huddled in the belly of the whale, lodged between mucus and muscle, I imagine Jonah forgot what it was like to look up, to lift his head and exhale into the space between himself and everything else. Like him, I was brought here because I refused a divine command. Live, the rotting remnants of the sea whispered around me. Live, the buttresses of ribs cried out. Live, the door cracked open in the dead of night saying. Live, the prayer sheet I balled up and threw away. Live, the circle of chairs. At the beginning, God told Jonah, up. And after the running, all the lungfuls of seawater, up he went, vomited back into the light.